Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for tonight and the opportunity you have given us to hear the gospel. Lord, we are thankful for the love you continue to bestow upon us as a people, as a nation, as a country, as the entire world. Lord, thank you for demonstrating your love for us and sending your son here to this sinful earth to die on our behalf. We pray, Lord, that there is still faith on this planet. We know, Lord, there are still those who have not yet bowed their knee to Baal and will not. We, Lord, just want to be a part of that 7,000. Pray, Lord, that there is someone listening this evening who wants to be baptized, who is searching for truth. Lord, we are thankful that you have placed Brother Tommy Brooks in their path this evening. I know, Lord, he will convey unto them the gospel. He will tell them how your son suffered, hung, bled, and died on the cross. He will prove to them that the sepulcher was empty. He'll speak on the church that your son built and purchased with his own blood, the church of Christ. Pray, Lord, there is somebody who is amiable to the truth, who is willing to obey it because they recognize their soul is in jeopardy if they do not. Heavenly Father, we ask this prayer in your son's Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Nationwide Gospel Meeting Call. This is Brother Anthony Flunder, co-host of this Nationwide Gospel Evangelistic Effort. We'd like to welcome you to our October Gospel Meeting, where our theme is, Have Ye Not Read? We have been hosting this call since the month of May, and we have had many restorations. We have had many baptisms because of these basic salvation messages that preachers of the Lord's Church, the Church of Christ, have been delivering. Tonight, we have a special speaker in the person of Brother Tommy Brooks. Brother Brooks has been hosting this call for over 20 years. But now, with the gospel meeting aspect of it, this call has grown leaps and bounds, and we have had a nationwide gospel meeting since the month of May. So tonight, if you're joining for the first time, this is an excellent opportunity to hear the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you have a pen, paper, and Bible, please have that open, have that ready, because tonight Brother Brooks is going to proclaim unto us, Have ye not read about the deadly sin-ronavirus? Brother Tommy Brooks, tell us what the truth is about the deadly sin-ronavirus, but have us understand that we need to read about it. Brother Tommy Brooks.
We're very thankful tonight to have each and every person on the call. We're very grateful, especially for those who are not members of the Church of Christ. We thank you so very much for everything you've done, and thank those who are called in for over the years and been on my call, and we appreciate you so very much, especially those who are members of the church who have been supporting my call over the last 20 years I've been doing it. Tonight, to those who are not members of the Church of Christ, we want you to open your Bible and follow along with the things I will say tonight. In the Church of Christ, we believe that the Bible is right, and every word of the Bible is right. And so therefore, with that being said, I want to go into the message tonight. Our theme this week is, Have you not read about the deadly sin, coronavirus? There is a disease called the coronavirus that originated in China and is now spreading all over the world. There is an organization called the World Health Organization, known as the WHO. The WHO works worldwide to promote health, keep the world safe, and serve the vulnerable. Another organization that I want to bring to our attention tonight is that is the CDC, that is the Center of Disease Control. Coronavirus is a current concern for the World Health Organization and the CDC, the Center of Disease Control. Coronavirus is a type of a common virus that infects humans, typically leading to upper respiratory infections. And this disease is well known by most of us today. The coronavirus outbreak, we know it originated, and we've been told it originated in China. However, we do know it had to start with one human being, one person. The latest update is that the coronavirus, there's a total worldwide of 35.2 million cases. The recovery cases, 24.5 million. However, 1.04 million people have died from the coronavirus that is supposedly started in China. However, I want to suggest tonight that the world has a greater concern that needs attention. It is a spiritual disease, and I'm calling tonight the sin coronavirus. Now, the World Health Organization for Control, Cure, and a Doctor, they come up with a control, a cure, and a doctor for this particular virus. Now, the WHO that I want to talk about tonight is the World Health Organization. We know them as the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The sin coronavirus is also a pandemic and spreading worldwide. It's already spreading worldwide. The sin coronavirus originated, however, with one man in the Garden of Eden. As a result of that one man, all of us are infected by the sin coronavirus. In Romans chapter 5 and the verses number 12, the Bible says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, that all have sinned." Romans 5:19, "By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." In Romans chapter 6, and then verses number 23, the Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." Tonight, I want to focus on the deadly sin coronavirus that's killing the world. Many people are dying from this particular sin coronavirus. The sin coronavirus has infected all of us. All human beings are infected from this deadly disease. The sin coronavirus brings both physical and spiritual death on all mankind. The coronavirus is known, and a vaccine, if you will, has been provided by the World Health Organization to prevent spread and death to infected persons and others in his or her life. Now, treatment and social distancing is required after the treatment to keep this sin coronavirus in remission to prevent the spread of this deadly disease. So I'm going to talk more about that prevention here in a second. However, the sin coronavirus I'm talking about tonight has a doctor. It has a physician. His name is Jesus. The sin coronavirus has a prescribed medication by the physician himself, that is Jesus the Christ, is for those who recognize and admit that they too are infected by this deadly disease. However, many humans must understand that they have to admit that they are infected. They are carriers of this deadly disease. And when they admit that, then they must find the proper physician and follow that physician's orders and take the prescribed medications that this physician prescribed. Now, the doctor, the physician I'm talking about tonight, has built a Center of Disease Control, a CDC, but it's not called the CDC. The Center of Disease Control for the coronavirus is the COC, that is the Church of Christ. Now, the doctor, the physician himself, Jesus, has built a Center of Disease Control, but it's not called CDC, it's called the COC. Again, the description is written in what we call the Physician's Manual. Now, when you talk about the Physician's Manual, all doctors got a manual to give them directions on what to do about a disease. Now, the prescription tonight I'm talking about is written in the physician manual, and the physician manual that I'm talking about is the Bible. Tonight, I want to leave us thinking. I want every person listening to me tonight thinking of the world's deadliest disease. It is not the coronavirus. The world's deadliest disease is called the sin coronavirus, and that the whole world is infected. Now, that means that this is a pandemic. This has been a pandemic for a long time. The coronavirus, it just came on the scene. but the coronavirus been in effect since the day of Adam. It is a terminal disease, meaning it will lead to death if not diagnosed, admitted, and treated. So there are some people today with the coronavirus, and they're not admitting, they don't want to admit that it's a deadly disease, but the one I'm talking about is called sin. And every individual must admit that they are infected with this deadly disease. This deadly disease is much like the coronavirus. If it's not treated, it will kill, and any affected person will die from the coronavirus if they're not treated. Now, here's what I want to go with. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, for the Bible says there, for the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. Tonight, my subject is the deadly coronavirus. It is a deadly disease. And the wages of sin is death, my friends. You guys got to listen to me tonight. Pay attention to this. This deadly disease that's called sin, the deadly disease is like coronavirus, but it must be treated or it will kill all of us. Now, so if we know the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. My question tonight to all of us listening is, how will we save our families from this deadly disease? I don't know about you, but I have been wearing my mask. I wash my hands. I do everything to prevent spreading this disease. I don't want it, and I don't want to give it to anyone else. However, the coronavirus, we all already got it. So now that we got it, how will we save our families from this deadly disease? This deadly disease called coronavirus has threatened the continuity of our homes. This deadly disease is killing our marriages. This deadly disease is killing our children. This deadly disease will affect men of the home. The husbands, the fathers are affected by this because they're infected. All of us got this disease. This deadly disease will affect our women, our mothers of our children. This will affect our children. This deadly disease have our children now raising children. This deadly disease have the fathers of the homes, many of them in prison and away from their children because of the coronavirus. This deadly disease got young mothers raising little boys because the daddy is in prison somewhere. Or he's not at home. He's not admitting that he has to take care of his children. This deadly disease got young mothers raising little boys. This deadly disease has have the internet as an information conduit into our children rather than the mom and dad. Many people today are using the internet and social media and TV and all of the online courses to teach our children rather than mom and dad being there to teach them because they're infected. So they're infecting the children. This deadly disease is in the home and have rated R movies are now in the family movies. We don't look at movies anymore. The rated R movies on TV is what family looks at together with their children. That's the cause of the coronavirus. This deadly disease is in the home where moms and dads are drug addicts, addicted to drugs, addicted to medication, addicted to prescribed medication, addicted to alcohol, addicted to drugs because dad is on drugs, mama is on drugs, and the children are all in that infected home. That home has coronavirus all in it. This coronavirus is in the home of over 5.6 million children who now live with their grandparents because they are irresponsible mothers and fathers who are not admitting that they're infected, and they're passing it on to their grandmothers and grandfathers. Everybody is being affected by the coronavirus. This deadly disease is causing divorce. Divorce is running rampant in our world. Divorce is running rampant, having a devastating impact on the adults and the children. This deadly disease called coronavirus has caused parents of over 1 million children divorced every year. This deadly disease will cause a divorce to have a long-term psychological devastation and serious aftershocks that will occur to the children and the adults. This deadly disease will cause men to have a desire to marry men and women to have a desire to marry women. We see that today, the coronavirus have on TV their medications being advertised for the HIV, and they got men kissing men and women kissing women on national TV. Our children are seeing men kissing men. Why is that? Because of the coronavirus. This deadly disease caused many to have homosexual tendencies and thoughts. They're coming up with the coronavirus, have people thinking that because they were born a woman or because they were born a man, they are normal. That's not normal, to be born a man or a woman and desire a man to be your wife or a woman to be wife. That's the after effect of the coronavirus. This deadly disease causes little girls and little boys to be molested by what should be a trusted family member. I've heard of many who I've counseled with many young people who their mama, a daddy, a sister, a brother, somebody in their family they just trusted, a stepfather, a stepmother, who they trusted that molested that family member. That's because of the coronavirus. This deadly disease will have mothers aborting, meaning killing their own children. This coronavirus is all through the world. People want us to accept the abortion or the killing of innocent children and taking the life of their own child. There's not a mother who's not affected. Let me say it like this. The only mother that would take the life of her own child is a mother who is infected with the coronavirus. This deadly disease is promoting terrorism across the world, influencing young men and young women to commit mass murders and following doctrines such as the Black Lives Movement and all of these terrorist-type movements that are nothing but racism. We have what we call today the Black Hebrew Israelites. That's no different from the KKK. It's all racism. But why would people have a problem with somebody with the color of their skin? Because they are infected with the coronavirus. This deadly disease is so contagious that it's infecting entire families. I hope you're listening tonight, because many of you are infected and you have not been treated. Children are being raised without the presence of a father or mother because of the coronavirus. Children are often forced to take the side of an argument during conflicts and arguments because of the coronavirus. Children are scarred for life and frequently blame themselves because of their mama and their daddy were infected and never got treated for the coronavirus. Children are runaways, and more sadly than a runaway is a throwaway. Many children have been thrown away by their mamas and daddies because the mama and daddy and even their grandparents or don't have nothing to do with those children. They leave them out there as if they're no one because they are infected by the coronavirus. Little boys would grow up being wife beaters, in prison, on drugs, like their daddy, because they saw their daddy. The daddy was infected with the coronavirus, and he's passed that example on to his children, his little boy. Little girls would grow up not understanding what it is to be a submissive wife or a loving mother because of the coronavirus. Children are shuffled back and forth from homes to stepfathers and stepmothers and stepsisters and stepbrothers, have to step in because the mama and the daddy were so infected by the coronavirus they couldn't fulfill the role of being a true mother or a true father. Now, here's the thing. The coronavirus is extremely contagious to the whole world, young and old, and even terminally ill patients must be examined by the great physician the physician for the coronavirus is none other than Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. The only people who can be treated by this physician is those who admit they are sick. Now, y'all know we have the President of the United States who has been denying that this coronavirus is something you have to protect yourself on, so now he's infected. But I want to just tell y'all, he was infected with this coronavirus way before the coronavirus came on the scene. But, yeah, he's infected. Not only is he infected, don't be too hard on Trump, because Trump is infected just like you. He's infected with what we call the sin coronavirus. The sin coronavirus, it infects people from the White House to the outhouse. Now, some of y'all don't know what the outhouse, that's the toilet. In other words, the outhouse is the lowest degree, from the highest degree to the lowest degree. But the Bible says, John said, I saw the small, young, the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which was the book of life. The small are those in the outhouse. The great are those in the White House. I hope y'all know. Don't be surprised that Trump got it. He had the coronavirus way before he got the coronavirus. But you are no different than him. So don't start trying to condemn one man because you as sick as he is. All of us are sick. I'm sick. You sick. The whole world is sick with the coronavirus. The coronavirus is extremely contagious to the whole world. But there's only one doctor in the whole world who had the antidote, the vaccine, if you will. And the only doctor authorized to write the prescription necessary to get this coronavirus disease in remission. And that antidote, the medication that he gave to the world, was his own blood in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 10. The Bible said it came to pass as Jesus said at meat in the house. Behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the disciples saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But watch what he says now. Watch this in Matthew 9:12. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, that they that be whole need not a physician. So you think you're okay, Knight, with your life, the way you are, you don't need Jesus. But when you realize you're sick, you need a physician. Jesus said, they that behold need not a physician, but those that are sick. They that are sick. Brothers, sisters, and friends, my listening audience, if you can't admit you're sick with the coronavirus, Jesus can't help you. But he said, go ye and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. I am not come to call the righteous. Listen what he says. But sinners to repentance. Who are sinners? Those who are infected by the coronavirus and can't admit it. The physician for the coronavirus is none other than Jesus the Christ, the great physician who never lost a case. Everyone who follows his prescription can put the coronavirus in remission. This physician gave his life and shed his blood that the world could be treated for this deadly disease that had spread through the whole world. This deadly disease is all over the world. This deadly disease cannot be treated on an outpatient basis. You try to say, Brother Brooks, what are you saying? I'm saying you got to be under this physician's care in order to be treated for this coronavirus. You got to go to the right doctor. There's only one doctor for the coronavirus. Now, we know that the coronavirus started with Adam. It started in Adam. Because it started with Adam, it has passed upon all of us in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve both were infected with the coronavirus. Now, because they were infected, the Bible teaches us that all of us are being infected. Now, this deadly disease, because it cannot be treated on an outpatient basis, every person who can admit, let me stop right there. If you can't admit that your family is dying, some of you wives, some of you mothers, some of you fathers out there, until you admit that you're sick, you can't save your wife, you can't save your children, you can't save your husband, Everyone must stand for themselves. When you go to get your examination, you don't need no one else with you. When they pull your blood and they tell you, or they do the test of the coronavirus in your nose, they say you are infected. Now, if you go back around your family, you go back around other people that you're supposed to love, and you don't protect yourself, you don't put your mask on, you don't wash your hands, you don't do the things you need to do to protect those other people, then you don't care that you're killing and infecting everybody else. That's what's going on in the world today. That's what's going on in the world today. People don't care that they're infecting and killing other people because they won't follow the prescription by the doctors and by those who know how to keep this disease under control. Now, no sick person must take the sick person that can admit that they are sick with sin and the coronavirus must take the initial cleansing to be added to the list of patients and then agree from a physician's manual to a lifelong to be a lifelong patient that will follow this doctor's orders. And then that person must agree to social distance. What I mean by that, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14, the Bible says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? And what part hath he that believeth with infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? Ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Watch this. Here come the social distancing. "Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons, says the Lord Almighty." What I'm saying tonight is once you get treated for this, you can't associate with sinners and allow them to influence you, because we have to influence those who are sick. Those who are sick are those who have not been treated, those who can't admit that the reason your family is falling apart, the reason your marriage is falling apart, the reason you are not at peace, because you are sick. You are sick with the coronavirus. And if you hang around people who are sick just like you, you are not going to change. Many of the members of the Church of Christ, the reason you are not faithful is because you have not put on your mask. You are not washing your hands. You are not separating yourself from the other people who are not living from God. You are caught up in sin, and you are infecting your own. There are men on this call who are infecting their children, they're infecting them, their wives and their children, because you can't admit you got to get a treatment. You got to get on the treatment plan. So the question I have tonight is, how will we save our families from this deadly disease? Step one. Number one, you got to know this disease that I'm talking about tonight is not corona. It's sin, Rona. And there's a World Health Organization that has spoken. The World Health Organization is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In John 3:16, the Bible said, the Father speaks from the World Health Organization. "For God so loved the world," the world is in a pandemic right now. It's been in a pandemic since Adam. But God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, came up with a plan that will give us the necessary medication to put this disease in remission. And the Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish," meaning this person should not die with the coronavirus, "but should have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." The first step is that you got to admit you're sick. You got to admit that God, the World Health Organization, has sent a doctor. He sent the cure. He sent the vaccine, if you will, to you in order for you. But you got to be willing to go to the doctor. You got to go to the physician, that's Jesus. You got to be examined You got to take your examination. In other words, you got to take the swab up your nose and admit that you're sick. You got to admit you got the coronavirus. See, people who don't admit they got the coronavirus, they're going to spread it to other people, and they ain't going to tell them anything. When you want to cover your head, stick your head in the sand as if you can't get this disease, you are ignorant. Here's the thing about it. If all of us understand it tonight, every one of us are sick. We have to admit that if I don't do something about sin in my life, I'm going to die in my sins. I'm going to die. Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, John 8:21, you cannot come. Brother and sister, we're going to die. You don't need no Bible to believe in death. You know you're going to believe. To the listener, you know you're going to die. My question tonight, will you die with the coronavirus? Well, you could die because of the coronavirus, but the coronavirus death won't prevent spiritual death everlasting. Here's the thing that you need to know. You need to go to the doctor, Jesus. You need to admit you got it. You need to examine. Then you need to do what he said to do and then check into the hospital he has authorized for the proper treatment. And they sent the president to a military hospital, but there's only one hospital that Dr. Jesus would send you to. Everyone on the call need to know that hospital is referred to as the Church of Christ in Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. The Bible said, praising God and having faith with all the people, and the Lord added to the church, notice this, daily those who have been saved. Who are saved? Saved from what? Saved from the coronavirus. Anyone who want to check into this hospital, anyone who want to be treated for this terminal disease, anyone who want this disease to be in remission, any patient, understand they must take the treatment and they must follow the treatment plan that the doctor gave. Any patient who leave the hospital, if they leave the hospital, they must understand, just like cancer, once you put it in remission, if you don't do what the doctor says, it's going to come back. That's why many of the members of the church are reinfected, because it was in remission, but you left the hospital. You left the Church of Christ. You left truth. You done went into things that are not true. You listen to these people out there who are trying to give you emotionalism and good feelings, and you better do exactly what the physician said do. That's what we do in Hollow Heights. We believe that the Bible is right. We sing, we pray, we give, we take communion every Sunday, because the blood of the New Testament, Jesus shed it for the remission of sin. That's the blood of New Testament. That's why we drink that blood every Sunday. He said, this you do in remembrance of me. So what I'm saying is this. Let me tell you what I'm saying. Let me make it real clear. The doctor is Jesus. The World Health Organization is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We got the doctor's manual, the physician manual. It's called the Bible. The Bible says the way you deal with coronavirus, the physician came after they killed him. He came and gave commands. He gave a command in Mark 16:15-16, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth in is baptized shall be saved. Somebody say, what is the gospel? It is the Bible. The Bible got bad. It got some bad news in it. The good news of the gospel has to do with the word of God telling us the story of the Father who loved the world, the Son who gave his life. Now, he gave his life. Here's the good news, that God so loved you that he sent his only Son. His Son came to the world. He walked among men for about 33 years. They took him. He had his last supper. He was a death row inmate. He had his last supper with his apostles, and he told them that he had to go and die. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane. In that garden, the Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, he asked the Father, let this cup pass, and he asked them three times, but the Father did not respond. He only sent an angel, and that Father knew that his Son would be the sacrificial lamb that shed the blood or the medication that would deal with the coronavirus. Jesus, after he cried in the garden with drops of blood, he left the Garden of Gethsemane. He went to six trials at night. He had his last supper with his apostles. They took him and stood before Pilate. He stood before Herod Antipas, and he stood before Caiaphas, the Sanhedrin court. And Pilate the governor said, I find no fault with him. He was talking about Jesus. Jesus had not done anything to be treated like he was being treated. Pilate knew that. He found no fault with him. And so, therefore, Pilate told them, he said, why don't we release another sinner? The guy who really sinned was Barabbas. And they said, crucify him, crucify him. Pilate didn't want to crucify him. However, Pilate, rather than crucify him, he scourged him. He scourged him. People today don't know what scourging is. Scourging is when they use a whip. Was called a flagellum. It had the mellow bones and fragments on the end of the whip. And that whip, when they hit the man, they were stripping naked, tied him to a pole, and that whip would wrap around those bones and metal fragments would dig into his flesh. When they released it, it would leave stripes all over his body. And from those stripes would come blood. That was the blood of Jesus. Jesus was beaten. He was mantled. He was beaten. He was, the Bible says he, his visage, his visible appearance was so marred. In other words, he was beaten so bad because they couldn't have recognized him. However, they took him and put a crown of thorn on God's only son. They put a crown of thorn. They put a cross on his back. They laid him up Calvary, and they laid him up Golgotha, and there they drove nails in his hand. This is God's son. The doctor is being nailed to the cross. The doctor got nails in his hand. The doctor got nails in his feet. The doctor is hanging between two guilty ones with sinners with the coronavirus. The doctor came on. He took on the coronavirus. He took it himself. He became sin for the two that was on his right and his left. He became sin for me and you. And that sin hung on the cross. And as he was hanging on the cross, he was in pain. He was suffering. And he cried out to his father, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? The God, the Father, the World Health Organization left the physician on the cross because the physician had to leave the medicine for the coronavirus. He stayed on the cross, y'all, for 6 long hours. And the soldiers, when he died, they went up to him. They used a sword and pierced him in the side. Out came the medication, blood and water. That blood that came out his side became the medication to put the coronavirus, the sin, in remission. In Revelation chapter 1 and the verses number 5, the Bible said, we're washed in the blood of the Lamb. He's washed in the blood. That blood is the medication. You had two things that came out. It took the combination of blood and water in order to put this sin in remission. So I'm saying to you now, when they pierced him inside, the medicine came out of his side. The Revelator wrote, the revelation from Jesus Christ, who was the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kingdom of the earth, unto him that loved us. Know what he did? He washed us from our sins. There's that coronavirus in his own blood. So it is the blood that washes away sins. When Jesus got up from the grave, he gave a great command in Matthew 28. We call it the Great Commission, Matthew 28:18. He said, go teach all nations. The whole world needs to hear this. He said, he that believe, he said, go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. The World Health Organization, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost authorized baptism as the place where sin would be put in remission. In Mark 16:15-16, Jesus said, go into all the world. This is a pandemic. Go to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and he is baptized, he that believeth and take the treatment commanded by the physician shall be saved from dying from the coronavirus. So if you're on the call tonight, you have not believed, you have not been baptized, you're not listening to the World Health Organization. So when you're baptized, what happened in baptism? Baptism is where you contact the medication. It's in baptism that you go down in water and blood. What came out of the side? Water and blood. Baptism is where you contact the blood of Jesus. You step in the water, believing Christ is in there. You step in the water because of the physician's man. You're believing that blood is going to wash your sins away. And when it washes your sins away, it gives you the gift of eternal life. The Holy Spirit gave us the word, but the gift is eternal life. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, where I started at. But the gift that God is offering everybody from the coronavirus is not the Holy Spirit. Is eternal life. The Holy Spirit gave us the word. And if you don't obey with the Holy Spirit, then you didn't obey the World Health Organization. If you don't obey the World Health Organization, you're not going to be in the CDC or the COC. The COC is the hospital. The Church of Christ is the hospital. And that those patients must go to that hospital every week on the first day of the week, and they sing because of the Savior. They sing because of the physician. They preach the physician's word. That's the word of God, the doctrine of Christ. They take communion every week. Jesus said, the physician said, this you do in remembrance of me. That's why in the Church of Christ, we take communion on the first day of the week, not the first Sunday, like some of you are doing in the denomination of church. But the Christians who were treated by this medication, they took the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Or you? Have you obeyed the gospel? Have you been baptized? Are you in the Church of Christ? Have you obeyed the World Health Organization, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Have you obeyed the doctor, the physician? Have you carried out his command? Have you believed and been baptized? Or you take communion every Sunday? Are you worshiping like the physician said? Are you going to the building with the physician's name on it? What is the physician? Who is the physician? Christ. What is his church called? The Church of Christ. What is the hospital called? The Church of Christ. What are we promoting on this call? The saved are in the Church of Christ. What saved? The saved from the coronavirus. So I guess you heard me tonight. Now, I don't take nothing back I've said, but I believe there are people like me who admit they're sick. I'm sick, you sick. Now, I've been washed in the blood, I took the medication, and I go to the same hospital in the physician name, and I go there, and I'm going to be there to the day I die. Because I know this, if I don't drink that blood, if I don't obey the gospel, that sin can come out of remission, just like cancer sin. If your doctor tell you got cancer, you take treatment, chemotherapy, baptism and chemotherapy. Now you got to go to the doctor, do what the doctor said to keep it in remission. You want to keep your sin in remission? Do what the doctor said. If you're on the call tonight, you're not a member of the Church of Christ, I spoke the truth in love. I hope you will obey tonight. Obey before it's everlasting and eternally too late. Again, let me give you an invitation. The invitation is you must hear the word of the gospel, specifically speaking of the Savior who died on the cross. Let that prick your heart. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us that are saved, it is the power of God. It is the preaching of the cross, and the preachers need to hear this. Until we start preaching the cross, we're not going to save people. We got to preach the cross, hang him on the cross, and people will go in a state of mourning. And we will go in a state of mourning because God loved us and his son loved us. We will obey. Godly sorrow, working repentance. If we preach and we don't tell them what Jesus suffered for us, then we're not going to put people in the state of mourning. If you're on the call tonight, you ought to feel ashamed after all God went through for you, after all Jesus went through for you, and you don't obey him, then gospel wasn't good news to you because you can't save yourself, but you're infected with the coronavirus. So did you hear that good news? Specifically speaking of not just the word of God, but the facts of the gospel that Jesus suffered in Jerusalem for you. Do you believe that? Acts 15:7. Peter said, hear the word of the gospel and believe. Believe it in all of your heart. Repent of your sin. Confess Jesus to be the Son of God before men, and then you must be baptized. That's when you're obedient to the physician. And when you're obedient to him, he then will add you to the role of the hospital. No man can add you to that role. Only the Lord, Acts 2 and verse 7, because it's his hospital, and he put the names on the roll. Thank you for listening. Be baptized tonight. Become a member of the Church of Christ. Why? If not, you're going to die with the coronavirus, and heaven will not be your home. Brother Flunder.
Thank you, Brother Brooks. We appreciate that lesson tonight on the deadly coronavirus. We appreciate that sermon. If you are listening this evening, I hope you took the time to listen attentively to what Brother Brooks has proclaimed this evening. What we say with a heart full of love. What we say according to Scripture. So we appreciate Brother Brooks for that lesson. If something tonight has pricked your heart, and you would like to be baptized, we encourage you to give us a call, and you can contact me at area code 806-787-2564 or send us an email at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. If you have any questions about anything that Brother Brooks has shared this evening, again, we invite you to email us at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. If you send us a Bible question, we will give you a Bible answer. We believe that the Bible is right and every word of the Bible is right. We are so glad you're here for our October Gospel meeting. We encourage you who are listening to continue to come back on tomorrow night. We have another fantastic topic with a dynamic preacher of the Lord's Church, the Church of Christ, and the person of Brother Eric Hamilton. Brother Hamilton is from Lufkin, Texas, and his subject tomorrow will be, Have Ye Not Read About God So Loving the World? We have a fantastic lineup of gospel preachers this week. We invite you to come back. We invite you to join us on tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on the Nationwide Gospel Meeting Call. Let the God be the glory. Good night.